Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The federal court hearing for Vance Belter continues today in St. Paul. The detention hearing was delayed Friday for the man charged in the killings of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Belter's defense attorney claimed he couldn't sleep due to unsanitary conditions in the Sherburne County Jail. He's facing two federal counts of murder, using a firearm in furtherance of crimes, and stalking. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison is a strong no vote on the Republican budget reconciliation bill in the House. The 3rd District Democrat says the proposed $1.1 trillion in health care cuts will result in rural hospital closures.
Our Republican delegation primarily represents rural Minnesota. This will cause delays in care for people living in rural Minnesota. It will increase travel distances to get care. There will be less competition because there will be fewer hospitals and fewer clinics, so prices will go up.
Republican leaders say the bill adds work requirements for Medicaid recipients and will prevent the largest tax increase in U.S. history. A lot of Minnesotans will be flying in and out of Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport this holiday week. MSP spokesman Jeff Lee expects the terminals to be crowded.
Thursday will be the busiest day ahead of July 4th. We're approximating about 42,000 people going through the checkpoints. But the busiest day is going to be the Sunday after July 4th, with 52,000 people projected to go through the front door, check in, and go through the checkpoints.
Lee says the busiest time at MSP today will be this morning. He's recommending that travelers arrive 2 hours before their flight. And the Minnesota Lynx play the Washington Mystics tonight at Target Center. The Lynx are coming off a loss in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup to Indiana. Minnesota is 3 weeks away from hosting the 3M Open at the TPC Twin Cities course in Blaine. Director Mike Welch says they have more than 1,500 volunteers and they could still use about 75 more. If someone's interested in helping, they can register on the tournament's webpage.
It's an $80 fee that gets you a 3M Open hat, a shirt, a quarter zip. Then when you're not volunteering, it gets you a ticket to the 3M Open. It's a $600 value for $80.
Welch says the volunteer fee goes to charity. The 3M Open runs July 24th through the 27th. And the Twins snapped the 3-game losing streak with a 2-1 win over the Marlins last night in Miami. Carlos Correa hit the go-ahead RBI single in the 4th inning. Simeon Woods Richardson pitched 5 innings of 1-run ball for his 4th victory, and Johan Duran threw a scoreless 9th for his 14th save. The Twins and Marlins wrap up the series this afternoon. This is MNN.